You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy holidays to you. So grateful that you've joined me today. And of course, I'm Constance Arnold, and I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Christmas flavor mixed with Southern flavor. And just grateful that you've joined me today from all over the globe. From Venezuela. I've been there before. It is such a beautiful city. And let's see, from the Virgin Islands. I love the Virgin Islands. And from Paris, France, my favorite city in the world. And I have received emails from all of these places this week. And if you are listening to this show today, I can truly say with all of the faith that's on the inside of me that I believe that your life will never be the same again. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you are enjoying, embracing, inhaling, what else are we doing? And are excited about this holiday season. And I just have one little thing that I want to say. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. I don't know the other words. But I just love that song and just wanted to sing that to you. I just felt like that. And thank all of you for sending me your favorite songs. I mean, I've received some songs that I never heard before. One of them is an Italian Christmas donkey. Joey Gomez sent me that, and it was so funny. And I received all kinds of emails from people. So send me your email and let me know what your favorite song of this time of the year is. And also send me a picture of your Christmas decorations. Would love to see that. Want to connect more with you. Today, wow. Do I have a powerhouse for you, Dr. Carolyn Driver. And she's going to be talking about inner healing. Or soul dynamics, how to deal with your emotions, your will, and your thinking, and how to heal that so that you can move toward what God has for you. Okay, let's see what else. Visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I have all kinds of products there. The best gift you could give yourself would be coaching, while that could really take you to next level living. Also, I have MP3 affirmations on prosperity, success. Affirmations really help to change your subconscious and your thinking. I have one on self-love, attracting love. My two books are Secrets of Success and Attracting Genuine Love. But I really wanted to share with you that I want you to really shift and change your paradigm during this season. You know, it's so much hustle and bustle, so busy. Everybody's thinking about presents and shopping, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I want you to think more in the supernatural. And I felt like God gave this to me for me to share with you. First of all, I want you to begin to believe for and think about miracles. This is a time, this is a vibration of the miraculous happening in your life. So instead of thinking about, ho hum, it's the end of the year and I don't have this, begin to think and believe for the miraculous in your life. Come away from just normal everyday thinking and living. I put on Facebook, think big, act big, play big. So just believe for the unusual, for miracles to happen. And don't limit God or the spirit or source by your thinking. Don't limit God or spirit or source by what has never happened in your life or by what's going on in somebody else's life or even in the world. So take the limits off of God. How do you do that? You do that by beginning to take the limits off of your thinking. Take the limits off of what you believe you can do, have, or be. So you have to intentionally do that. And how do you do that? This morning I was just lying in the bed and I just sat there for a little bit and I just intentionally thought big thoughts. I intentionally thought, you know, there is unlimited, inexhaustible supply and resources for my life today. And so I just began to think on that. So that's a simple way of taking the limits off of God. I'll think about that as I'm driving in to my office today. I'll think about that again today. So I am intentionally and deliberately taking the limits off of God, off of myself, off of spirit by what I am thinking. I'm going to say also expect the unusual. You know, if you're going to Christmas parties or shopping, just expect for something good to happen. You know, expect for God to be good and kind to you. Expect for the people in the shopping centers to be kind and loving to you. Expect to get that great parking space. You know, in the quantum world, that whatever you expect sends out a vibration and it comes back to you. And so we're talking about expecting the miraculous during this season. You know, the miraculous to me means the invisible world, which is really the real world, where angels are. So, you know, even angels, you know, and when I say the word angels, you know, the Bible says that all of us are assigned angels. And an angel just might be a person who came and helped you or assisted you. You know, you guys know that I have a new house and I'm on the corner lot. And I was coaching one of my clients, and there was a knock on my door. My doorbell rang, actually, and it was my neighbor. And she said, "Constance, you got to come out and look at this," because she was walking to the clubhouse, right, which is right by my house. And she said, "There's water on top of your water meter, and it seems to be bubbling up." Well, you know, that's so interesting to me because I never walk that way. I go the opposite way when I'm walking in my neighborhood. So I called the water company. They came out. They said that some kind of screw had was worn and they had to replace it. And then my pipe broke and he just fixed that for free. So to me, my neighbor was my angel because she walked by and she noticed that. And since I rarely go on that side of my house, to me that was miraculous. So it's a matter of you noticing the small things in your life. That wasn't small, that was major. And so expect the supernatural in your life. You know, be an angel for somebody else. Do something different. As a matter of fact, one of my other neighbors, she sent me a text. I have great neighbors, by the way. She said, "Look outside your door." And she had left me a beautiful Christmas package, and her daughter gets tea from all over the world, and she gives me tea. And so, what? I am grateful for every miracle. So, does everybody see where I'm coming from? So, instead of just the ho-hum, "I'm feeling sad. Why don't I have this?" Begin to expect. I'm going to say begin to activate the miraculous in your life, the supernatural in your life, miracles in your life, angels in your life by what? By what you expect, by what you say. You can begin to say, wow, this is going to be an exciting holiday for me. I'm expecting the miraculous. I'm expecting miracles. I'm expecting to be an angel to someone else. I'm expecting breakthroughs. I'm taking the limits off of God by my thinking. I am expanding my thinking. I'm expanding what I'm believing. I'm believing in the unlimited possibilities. All things are possible. Does everybody see that? So just by me talking that, you felt the faith of that. You felt the vibration of that. So why not do that for yourself 2 or 3 times a day during the holidays and just begin to see what will happen? You know, I'm really excited to hear from you. So send me an email and let me know some of the wonderful things that happened to you during this holiday season. I believe that whatever we put our attention on and wherever we place our faith and our thinking and believing, that we really co-create miracles with God. And so that just really was downloaded to me, and I wanted to get it out to all of you. And I'm so excited for you and excited for what's happening in your life and excited for what's coming your way. But you need to position yourself. You need to align yourself so that you can receive all that God has for you. So I want you to stay tuned, and we're going to come back with this dynamic woman. She's so powerful. I tell you what, Dr. Carolyn Driver, we'll be right back.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
This holiday season.
You're gonna think I'm crazy, but
I'm having conversations.
Experience the event.
People write letters to the universe all the time. Most don't get a personal response. You are.
It will make you believe in miracles. Will Smith, Edward Norton, Keira Knightley, Michael Pena, Naomi Harris, Jacob Lattimore, with Kate Winslet and Helen Mirren.
This profound connection to everything. The collateral beauty.
Collateral Beauty, directed by David Frankel. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. December 16th.
Well, I'm back, and I am so excited about my guest. And I say that every week because every week I am excited. And my very special guest today is Dr. Caroline A. Driver. And I just want to read some things about her. She is president and founder of the Driver Institute of Leadership and Education and educational support for corporations and organizations. She's facilitated training on a domestic and international basis in the areas of transitional housing, supportive services, education, and community development. She served as a professor in business and leadership development at Beulah Heights University in wonderful Atlanta, Georgia for 24 years, my goodness, and helped to develop many of the courses for the leadership department. And she is a certified growth coach and leadership life coach, as well as a certified life forming coach trainer. She's very powerful. She has been blessed to train, just going to name some of the countries: Brazil, Zimbabwe, Kenya, South Africa, the Philippines, Hong Kong, Mexico, and Iceland. And of course, she's been on numerous TV and radio shows. Today, we're going to be talking about your soul and inner healing and how to really manifest what so many of you desire. So, Dr. Caroline Driver, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you so much. It is a joy and an honor to be with you today. And I thank you for asking me to participate.
I called you Caroline. It's Carolyn. I just gave you a new name.
That happens a lot.
I just gave you a new name. So, you know, you're so powerful. You're so awesome. I don't want to take up any time. And when we talked and I asked you, what do you want to talk about? You said so dynamic. So let's just dive right into that.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I'd like for the listeners to get a grasp of is the difference in a human spirit, a recreated spirit, and the soul. When we are sent to Earth, as we existed prior to coming here, because Jeremiah was known by God before he was in his mother's womb, so I feel the same for us, he developed a earth suit that we call a physical body to house the human spirit and to house our soul. And the soul consists of the mind, the emotions, and the will. And so we have this human spirit that has not been recreated yet, and we have this soul. And all through our life, all kinds of things happen to us to damage or wound the soul. Sometimes people think the enemy is the devil, and really it's us. It's our unhealed soul. Now, a recreated spirit is for those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and in the scriptures it talks quite a bit about having a recreated spirit. So the recreated spirit in us cannot sin. But a wounded, unhealed, hurt soul can sin because it does it out of the pain. And also, a non-created spirit, just a human spirit, if it's not recreated, it gets in collaboration with the unhealed soul, and you can have major hurts and wounds. Now, in John, one of the apostles of Christ, he said to us in his writing, he said, if you know God, you will not sin. Well, that scripture used to bother me a lot in the earlier days of my life.
Right.
Because since I'd become a Christian, I had sinned. And I didn't want sin, but I had sinned. So when you have scripture that contradicts or scripture that you don't understand, that's when you've really got to go and do your research and study. And that's doing word studies. That's not reading a commentary of what someone else said. That's you doing the deep digging of the meaning of the words and the context. And what I discovered in study is that a recreated spirit is true. It cannot sin. But the soul can, the hurt soul can sin, but the afraid spirit will never agree with it. So for us that love God, our recreated spirit never agrees. In fact, we can't even enjoy our sin because the whole time we're sinning, that little recreated, the voice of the recreated spirit is saying, no, stop, quit, don't. And so John was right, those who know God and our recreated spirit knows God. But now our soul, we want to get our soul, our mind, emotions, and will to become as congruent as we can with a recreated spirit. And so we have to do the work, and it is work. And God does want us to be healed in our souls and our minds, emotions, and will. John even said, may you prosper as your soul prospers, soul, mind, emotion, and will. And then in scriptures, I'm sitting here with three pages of scriptures, and this is not all of them, but just a few is, cleanse me, Lord, from secret faults, Psalms 19:12. The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their sorrows, Psalms 147:3. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me, heal my soul, mind, emotion, and will, for I have sinned against thee, Psalms 41:4. And my soul, my mind, my will, and emotions shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation and his healing, Psalms 35:9. And then I love this next scripture from Psalms 34:18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saves such as be of a contrite spirit.
You know, Dr. Drive, even as you're talking, I'm thinking just my own life. Have for years, I knew my spirit was whole, but it was my emotions, my thinking, and my will. And I'm sure the listeners can really relate to what you're saying, that really held me back from living my dreams and all kinds of things. So I think this is major.
Yes, because it's the things in our soul that causes us to self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
It's the things in our hurts, wounds in our souls that causes us to have these recreated patterns in our life that do not serve us well. So as I was doing my inner healing work, which I started 34 years ago, and I've worked on my inner healing every day. That's the truth. That's not an exaggeration. Every day for the past 34 years. And so when I started, I had to figure out, well, if my recreated spirit's okay, where's the problem? And it was my soul. Well, then I have to ask the question, well, how did my soul get so messed up?
Mm-hmm.
And in my study, I found that there are original causes that cannot be changed. In other words, there are things that happen to us that we cannot go back and change, but they really did happen. They're not part of your imagination. And some of those things that happen, I can't list all of them, but just to list a few things that I'll call traumatic facts, is that a lack of love. Some of us did not get the level of love that we
right.
needed as a child or teenager. Even now, there are people in situations that are suffering from a lack of love or no nurturing. We were not nurtured according to how what our personality style was or how our motivational gifts are. So that we weren't nurtured to develop into our full potential as was we were created to do, because no one knew the stuff back then that,
mm-hmm.
that I'm sharing now. And so if we were not nurtured according to how we were created to be, as for example, my spiritual son has two boys. They're my little grandsons. And when they came into my life and they're 6 and 7, they're in their 20s now. Those children, God used those children, you know, to help heal some of my wounds. So God's not limited on how he wants to do it. But going back to no nurturing, one of the oldest child was very interested in the art and movie making and painting. And the younger one was really an athlete and into sports. And when they first came into my life, both boys were having to do sports because the young one liked sports. So in talking with their dad, I said, we've got to find something for Tim. We've got to nurture him according to how he's been designed to function. So a lot of people don't get that nurturing according to design. And then there's been abuse. And I think people would, if they sit in the counseling room with me, they would be amazed at the level and the number of people who've been abused. And there's several different kinds of abuse, and some of us suffered some of them simultaneously. And one would be sexual abuse. Many people have been sexually abused, including men,
yeah.
That still are in the pain from that. There is the emotional abuse, the mental abuse, the verbal abuse, and then there's the things such as spiritual abuse. My biggest abuse was that was in my life was verbal and spiritual. But all these types of abuses wound our soul. No nurturing wounds our soul. Lack of love wounds our soul. And then there were word curses spoken over us. You're too dumb. You're fat. Life is never going to be different for you. You can't accomplish anything. You're just like your uncle, your uncle Andrew and your aunt Anne. And it's not bad enough that we speak, people speak word curses over us. We ourselves, not knowing any better, we speak word curses over ourselves too. We say things to ourselves like, "I can never, I'm never going to make it.
Yeah.
I can't learn this. My life is always going to be sad. I'm never going to amount to nothing." All those word curses, whether they're coming from somebody else or yourself, wounds your soul. And then there's a thing called generational bondages. I don't believe in generational curses for those who know God. Now, those outside of God may be under some curses, but not God's people. And a generational bondage is something that's learned. Great-grandfather was unfaithful. Great-grandfather was unfaithful. Dad was unfaithful. All my uncles were unfaithful. So what did that little boy learn growing up? It was okay to be unfaithful.
Unfaithful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's a learned behavior. And then great-grandmother emotionally ate. Grandmother emotionally ate. My mom emotionally ate. My aunts and my sisters emotionally ate. So what did you learn to do to comfort yourself with food when your emotions were hurting? So we have lack of love, no nurturing, the different abuses, the word curses, the generational bondages, and then there was neglect. I think about the latchkey kids because there's so many single families now, and moms have to work to provide a place to live and food on the table for their children. But these kids come home from school and they lock themselves in into their room, and that's a type of neglect, even though it's not the intent of the parent to do that. Now, part of my neglect in growing up is that I was raised on a farm. I was a sharecropper's daughter. So there wasn't money, and then back in those days, there wasn't all the different free programs made of sex, you know, that you had access to. But mine was because there was no money for medical and dental care, my health was neglected. Now, my parents didn't want to do that. It was a situational situation, but it was still neglect, and it still impacted and hurt me. And then there's betrayal. I think we all can understand.
Right, understand that.
Yeah, because people have betrayed us. Groups have betrayed us. Corporations have betrayed us. We've been betrayed in so many ways. And sometimes we even betray ourselves because we're not true to ourselves, because we're trying to perform for the approval of others. So we even betray ourselves. So betrayal damages the soul. And then rejection, to be rejected. And then that, when you experience that in the early parts of your life, you continue to attract people who will reject you, or groups or situations that create rejection of your life. And then I've also discovered in working with people who've been rejected a lot, in order to protect themselves and not to experience pain, when we start getting close in relationship, they will reject you and withdraw from you, not because they want to, but they figure that you eventually going to do it. So they reject you before you get a chance to reject them.
Well, you know, Dr. Driver, you know, just listening to you, I know my listeners, and I can feel it. And, you know, I know that this is really touching so many people, but I can hear people say, well, Constance, I heard you say attract. I can hear them say, well, you know, this is, I don't want to have to deal with all of those things because I'm all about the law of attraction and attracting my dreams. What does that have to do with anything with me really attracting and manifesting my dreams?
Okay. The law of attraction, we use visualization, And we use declarations, or you might want to call them affirmations. But just doing that will not manifest. That's
so
only
true.
one half of the law of attraction. The other half is that our emotions and our visualization has to be congruent with what we're declaring. Because if the emotions are not congruent with the declaration, it will not manifest, because everything's based on vibrational energy. And so we can want something and make a declaration, want to manifest it, but our emotions can't get congruent because of all the hurts and wounds that need to be healed.
So true. I just wanted you to say that so that listeners can hear it. So it's really important that they identify and heal, you know, their soul so that they can attract what they desire.
Yes, because it won't happen. It's a two-part law. It has two parts to it. And you have to make all of the law work. And I can see in my own life, because of the woundedness and hurt and fear of failure, fear of rejection, of into performance, because I did fear of failure and rejection, I can see how my unhealed soul did a lot of self-sabotaging. And also, I can remember doing a lot of declarations and affirmations and always wondering, is this law real? Because nothing was happening. But mm-hmm. I didn't know the second part of the law.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to really work on our soul. It's a work. And a lot of people don't want to put the work in.
Right.
You know, they just want a creator's power to zap them and they just be free. And but that's not the way it normally takes place. We have to go through a process of dealing with the deep things. And some people, it's so deep, it's so hidden in their subconscious that they're not aware of it on a conscious level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do in some of my work, is I help people uncover the layers to find the root of something. Now, finding the root of all of our wounds and hurts, we never use it as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's to help us to have understanding, because, you know, and all you're getting, you got to get understanding so that we can move forward. So all these things that I just mentioned, that creates three big things in our soul. And one of them being unhealed hurts, one of them being unresolved issues, one of them being unmet needs. And we can have all three of these at work, or two of them, or one of them. In my earlier life, I had all three, the unhealed hurts, the unresolved issues, and the unmet needs of hurt in my soul.
Wow. And so if somebody has those three things, Dr. Driver, I mean, that can impact everything at work, relationships,
everything.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Self-worth, self-esteem, self-value. All of it. You just name it. Well, most of us, we don't want to go around as a wounded person, so we try to control that hurt through self-control, self-reliance, self-protection, self-centeredness, self-defense, and self cannot last.
Mm-mm.
It might last for a second, a minute, an hour, a day, a month, or a year, but eventually we become exhausted in self-will and self-power, trying to not operate out of these. But we have to look at what the sources are, because unhealed hurt creates things like fear and distrust and doubt, unforgiveness, hidden agendas, a lot of different kinds of pain, from psychosomatic to emotional, et cetera. And unresolved issues create things like insecurity, confusion, pain, like I mentioned before, resentment, anger, being fearful. Then unmet needs creates wrong desires. It creates feeling inferior. It creates lust. And when people hear the word lust, they normally think of sexual lust. And that is one type of lust. But there's other types of lust. Lust for position. Mm-hmm. Lust for power, a lust for things. See, when your soul's not healed, this is why we're making designers rich, because we feel like we have to have a purse from a certain designer, shoes, dresses, because right. We're getting our self-worth out of those things to try to medicate our pain. And then when you have these traumatic facts that create these three sources, which create the things I just listed, then that is what causes wrong behavior. And any kind, I don't care if it's low level or what you would consider a deep high level of wrong behavior, all wrong behavior is rooted in unhealed hurts, unresolved issues, and unmet needs. But the wrong behavior is just trying to medicate the pain of the soul. Now, what I chose in my earlier years to medicate my pain was workaholism.
Mm-hmm.
I worked 48 to 78 hours a week.
Wow.
For 13 years till I had a complete breakdown. And thank God for the complete breakdown, because that's when I came out of it 18 months later, began this inner healing work and dealing with my soul. And it's just trying to medicate pain. When people come to me with bad behavior, I don't focus on the bad behavior. I try to find out what the root is, because if we can heal the root, the behavior goes away on its own. A good example, Constance, would be last February 2015, a bishop sent me a gentleman, very wealthy gentleman here in Atlanta, owns many restaurants, and he had been addicted to cocaine in his earlier years, but now as an adult, he's becoming addicted to cocaine and about to lose his family, his businesses. And he had tried so much in his willpower, because he loved God. It's just that his pain was so deep that he was using that to medicate. So when he came to see me, I told him, I said, I'm not going to deal with your addiction, because you've been in and out of rehab programs for years, and you probably know more about it from that angle than I do. I said, we're going to find the root of your pain that is creating this addiction, because you're only using that to medicate your unhealed hurts, your unresolved issues, and your unmet needs. Well, that gentleman came to me every week, and he did all of the work. Everything that I asked him to do, he did, in dealing with his mind, his emotions, and his will. And he stopped. I released him in May 2016. Now he only checks in with me when he feels like it or just wants to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But the man, since he started with me, has been totally free of cocaine. And you could back up a dump truck full of cocaine, actually no desire for it. Because, see, he's not trying to be good and stop cocaine out of willpower anymore. We went to the root that was creating the pain. And once you get that root, then the pain goes away and you no longer have to choose that.
Yeah, let me make a statement right here, just okay. For listeners. And 20 years of counseling and therapy, you know what Dr. Driver is saying is so powerful. So many of you you've read the books, you've listened to The Secret, I commend you for really trying. But you know, and I agree with you, Dr. Driver, that it's really only when you get to the bottom line, baby, of really the root of what's going on. And that might be why some of you might be frustrated or it looks like it's not working. So really today you should be saying hallelujah, because now you know what to do. Because even personally, I tried willpower for years in some areas and it just does not work. Maybe for a little while, but it's never permanent. And that's a powerful story that you just shared.
Oh, and I could tell you story after story,
mm-hmm.
of people with different things. Even taking people who deal with anger, there's a root to it.
Yeah.
People who are jealous, there's a root to it. People who are alcoholic, there's a root to it. People who are perfectionists, or intolerant or critical or backbiting, whatever the level, like I said, from what people would consider a low level wrong behavior to a high level, it all has a root to it, and we have to do the work and to and there's things out there that can help. The what helped me 34 years ago, and these things are still available today, thank the Lord, because I still use these plus others. There's a book by Dr. Robert McGee, and the title of Dr. McGee's book is The Search for Significance. And it deals with fear of failure, rejection, approval addiction, performance, who you really are in your creator, who you really are supposed to be. And it has a book workbook. The workbook is contained within the book. And then a part of my pain, too, was that I was codependent. And I have read over 300 clinical definitions of codependent, but I've reduced it down to the Carolyn Driver definition.
Hey, I want to hear this, because there are so many definitions. I'm all ears. As a matter of fact, I'm going to write this down, Dr. Driver.
Okay. Well, see, I was the... I had PhDs and tiaras in codependency, but when I boil those 300 and something definitions, clinical definitions, down to what it really is, to make it simple, it's a person who loves too much and ends up the victim. And see, we also end up the victim because we're rescuing and fixing other adults that need to be rescuing and fixing themselves. But being, but flowing in codependency is also a way to medicate pain. So I had the codependency, and I had the workaholism, because seeing codependency when I was rescuing and fixing other adults, that made me feel good. Temporarily gave me a feel good high, and which just made me more codependent. And I had to discover, I had to dig. Well, okay, how did I get this way? How did I get to be codependent? And it was because of erroneous theology that we're supposed to put everybody else before us, and we're supposed to take care of everybody. And then culturally, and by that, culturally for me, was that I was a woman raised in the South of the United States. And Southern women were taught that they were to rescue and fix and take care of everybody. It was a part of what was modeled and taught to us to do. And so God has, you know, really had to do a lot of work with me, but I've been working. I've worked every day for 34 years since I started. Another book is, other than The Search for Significance by Dr. Robert McGee, is Codependent No More, Codependent No More by Melody Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-I-E. And, of course, my third book was The Scriptures. Primarily the New Testament scriptures. And for 3 years, when I was in the beginning of my healing process, and at that time I was traveling a lot speaking, the Search for Significance, Codependent No More, and the scriptures were like extra appendages to me. I took them everywhere I went. I've worked through Search for Significance and Codependent No More in these 34 years, probably more than 50, 60 times.
Wow. And then, that's amazing.
And then it also helps me to stay in a healthy place because of working with other people, you know, and sharing with them and talking with them. That just reiterates to myself what I've got to do, what I'm telling other people to do.
So for listeners, you've given us three things that we can do. What else can people do? Because sometimes when they dig deep and they realize, oh my God, I feel betrayed, or I have self-image issues. How do you identify that but not be so depressed by it and move on? So once they find out what the deal is, what else can they do?
Well, before I tell you that, let me just say this.
Okay.
When you first start out doing the inner healing work, You're going to experience anger.
Yeah.
I was angry at God that he hadn't got the information to me before that time in my life. I was angry at people for what they had done to me. But guess who I was the most angry with?
Yourself.
Yes, because I had allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will feel depression. You will feel lonely. And one of the things that with me was that I thought, even though I was only in my 30s, I thought I was too old to change. I was too old to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I always tell my clients when they come to me for help, you will feel this, and don't
mm-hmm.
become alarmed, because this is part of the process. And I tell them, if you're working in this material and you come back to your appointment and you're not feeling this, then I'm going to get real concerned about the person, because there's some deep, deep, deep level of denial. And when I started, Search for Significance and Codependent No More was the only thing in the bookstores that were available. But today, I guess our Creator, our Father, realizes that we all need help. You can go to a bookstore, and they'll have whole sections and walls of books and workbooks and tapes and materials that can help you. And so what you do is when you, after you discover what's going on with you, you take the information that you're learning and you put it into application. If you just get the knowledge and you don't practice it, it's no use to you. Knowledge is only powerful when it is applied. And also, I tell my people, you don't know this. They say, what do you mean I don't know this? I've read it and read it. I said, I know you don't know it because you're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you know it, you'll do it. And just remember, it takes a lot of work. You may cry. You may beat a pillow. There has to be some sort of release. What I did, I call it my year of tears. I cried for a year.
Mm.
I just cried for a year. And then when I went to my first major inner healing conference by an Episcopal priest that came to the Atlanta area. And as he was lecturing, I sat there just shocked, saying, oh, my gosh, that's what my tears did for me. Because
mm-hmm.
I had been embarrassed and ashamed of my tears.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that I was getting the release I needed, not only in my mind, but all this stuff that creates these emotions, they create a chemical called a neuropeptide that goes to every cell and every cell's receptor in your body, and your receptors communicate. So I was also, through crying and through journaling, through application of my knowledge, I was emptying my cells of all the stored up negative chemicals. And the Bible even tells us this. The Scripture tells us this in the Old Testament. There's a scripture that says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the theologians give us, they don't give us the science, and unfortunately the scientists don't give us the theology, but a merry heart doeth good like medicine. If you have a merry heart, you're having happy thoughts, and happy thoughts produce happy emotions, and happy emotions produce happy chemicals that go to every cell and every cell receptor. And the same thing for negative or self-sabotaging or hurtful thoughts. They create negative emotions, which create negative chemicals that go to every cell and every cell of the body. So for me, I realized that crying had been part of my release to deal with my pain while I was implementing what I was learning.
So, Dr. Driver, what's your thinking or your thoughts around people going to support or share groups that will help them with inner healing and identifying their soul issues and shifting and changing?
Well, they may exist. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any support group that deals with inner healing. And if there was, you certainly don't want a novice doing
no,
it.
No, you don't.
Because you would end up hurting the person even worse. The only thing that can deal with one of the soul manifestations that don't serve us well, there are codependent support groups.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that one I know is okay. I don't know about any of these others, but I know there's a codependent support group. But we have to be very careful, you know, who we go to, because many psychiatrists and psychologists, though they have all this wonderful training, many of them don't have this element. I know in our church we have several people who majored in psychology and have their own clinic. And it always amazes me when they teach at our church, they say to the people, you are so blessed that Pastor Carolyn has been here because she knows more than what our instructors have known. Mm-hmm. You're getting things that we didn't get. And they said, in fact, in order to get it, we go to her. And, so it's just a route. Constant. It's just a. This is part of my earthly assignment. I have four things I feel like my Creator designed me to do. And in the earlier years, I was so dysfunctional with my pain. I didn't focus on them because I was too busy solving everybody else's problems. But I know that I'm to do counseling. I'm to do coaching. I'm to do writing, and I'm to do teaching. And if I'm doing anything that didn't fit in those four categories, I shouldn't be doing it. But when I was younger and not healed and was so dysfunctional, I was so busy rescuing and fixing other people that I totally abandoned and betrayed my own life. And I think about it like this many times, particularly in terms of codependency. It was like, I would help you build your ship, and I would help you resource your ship, and I would help launch you out into the water so that you could go into your destiny and fulfill your potential. But now here I am standing on the bank waving, and there's nobody to help me build myself. There's nobody help to resource me. And so how do we even medicate that kind of pain? We turn around and rescue and fix somebody else. But all that is still medicating our own pain. And what we're doing to medicate our pain actually creates more pain.
And, you know, so like the gentleman who you talked about came to you for a year, and I tell people you have to be willing to do the work. His life is transformed from the inside out. And so anybody who does the work over time, Dr. Driver, can begin living the life of their dreams. Would you say yes to that?
If they do the work,
yeah.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do the work. You can't just know, okay, I should be doing ABC. Just knowing ABC is not going to get you to the place of healing. You have to actually do it. So when you learn these techniques and processes from the information that I've already given you, plus the hundreds of others that's in bookstores on inner healing, make that application. And then, yes, you can begin to manifest your destiny. And my one big regret in life is that I didn't know until the age of 34. I didn't start learning this until then. And I was still learning and trying to practice up into my 50s. It's only in the recent years that I'm truly living my fulfilled life and joy and potential. It's because I have practiced so much, that now it's just a natural part of my being, and it's a natural way that I flow. And I wished I could have done this at a younger age. My only comfort is that research shows that most people, now there are exceptions, that most people really don't really do what they're going to do in life until after the age of 60. So I comfort myself with that.
Well, you know, I love, I was at a conference where you spoke recently. You've been on my show before a couple of years ago. And one thing I love about you is, first of all, your sense of humor, but just your raw, real honesty about your own journey. And of course, you're very smart and intellectual and spiritual and discerning, with the information that you share, but just your honesty around your own journey is so powerful. I just want to thank you for that powerful gift.
Well, I appreciate that. And what I've learned is to tell on myself, because when we are not appropriate, let me use the word appropriately transparent, we get bound up by shame.
So
Shame will
true.
bind you up. And so I try to be appropriately transparent so that shame can't bind me.
So tell our listeners how they can contact you, your contact information, your coaching information, your speaking information, what's your website and contact info.
Okay, it's so simple. We're in the process of constructing a website. It is available, but when you go to it, just know that not everything is there yet, particularly in the products available. I think right now they've only posted three or four things,
Okay.
because in developing it, but hopefully by the end of January, the other products that I have available will be available. But if you want to go to my website, it's D as in David, I as in ice, L as in leadership, E as in education, G A, which stands for Georgia. So it's DILLEGA dot com. And so you can learn more about me and what I have to offer. Also, you can contact me by email or by going to that site.
Well, I went to the site today and I think it looks pretty great, Dr. Driver.
Well, thank you. But did you notice that the product area of the website, it only has a few things listed
That
because we didn't
always
try.
take that always takes time, and you're so powerful. People will come back again and again to revisit your website.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's been a journey,
Right.
and when I started the journey, it was painful. It wasn't fun, but now I love working on myself. I love implementing and practicing all the things that I've learned, and I have bishops from around the United States that send me their people on staff for coaching. Some come and stay 2 and 3 days with me, and so that they can begin to grasp this information and can begin to make changes in their life. And I'm thankful for these leaders who do not terminate the people, but they realize they just need help.
So true. So, in closing, what would you like to say to people all over the world today, Dr. Driver?
Well, I would like to tell them that their creator doesn't just like them, and he doesn't just tolerate them, but that he's passionately in love with you. But it's difficult for us to receive that love when our soul is so hurting and in so much pain. But if you'll just start with the first two books that I shared with you, it will begin that process. It will begin that healing. And we also need to know that nobody is a mistake, and that we're here on planet Earth at this particular time in history because it's the time that our Creator decided was the time that we were to be here. Every person is needed. Every person is important. There's no big eyes and little me. We're all big in God's eyes. God has a plan for your life, and it's a good plan. And He wants for it to come forth, and He wants you to enjoy your life, and He wants you to be happy.
So true. Boy, Dr. Carolyn Driver, you are a gift to the world. I thank God for you. And I'm going to really strongly encourage all of you to visit her website and take advantage of her products and to listen to this recording again and again. Thank you so much. Well, once again,
thank you for allowing me to come. I've enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Well, once again, everybody, this is Constance Arnold. You can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, God loves you. You know, I'm crazy about you and I love you. And what do we say every week? Today is the best day of my life. Make it a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.